how did being Ariel change your life?
Every way, in every way. Yeah, absolutely. Everything that's happened since, 1986 in every area has been because of my relationship to the film, to the character, and to the Disney company. So it's been a huge, wonderful blessing.
Do you enjoy being a legacy there?
Yes, I do. I do. I love my job, and I love my company. I love what I get to do every day, and get to travel around, meet terrific kids, sing great music, get in the studio, just have a ton of fun at work, and it's just a dream job.
How often are you asked to do the voice?
Every week, I guess, between work and concerts and appearances. Yeah, all the time. It's an ongoing thing, We've got a lot of ancillary product that we do at the studio, so my characters are busy, so it's good.
Do you get recognized for that? Like if you're at the store, do they suddenly go, "You sound familiar"?
Yeah, people do. Of course, they recognize who you are as a person on camera now because, there's several things that have my face on it or whatever, and re-releases and bonus features and stuff throughout the years and appearances. But yeah, a lot of people recognize my voice just on the phone as well.
When you got the role, it was kind of right before that Disney revival. And were you aware that this was going to not just take off for the movie, but kind of usher in a whole series of...
No, I don't know necessarily that the studio knew. I mean, things were really not in a good place for feature animation. They were moved off the lot. There was talk of it actually shutting down, which is unfathomable. So it was... there was probably a lot of pressure riding on this film. We didn't know it as a cast necessarily, but I think it was kind of like, let's see if this one's going to make a difference, and just every element of it was just a perfect time, perfect place, perfect mixture, and Howard Ashman is a huge piece of that puzzle, and bringing what he brought to the table, and the music, and bringing Alan, and bringing the combination with Ron Clements, finding and using this particular classic fairy tale when we hadn't had a fairy tale since Sleeping Beauty. So it was just everything matched at the right time, and I think we were all incredibly thrilled and pleased that the second golden age of animation kicked off and that the feature animation department wasn't dissolved. It's really amazing.
When did you realize it was going to be such a big deal?
Probably just about 2 months before we were going to be remaining anonymous, of course, and which is pretty much the way that Walt wanted it. You do your voice and it runs at the end of the credits and then you disappear because it's all about the film. It's not about the people, And so okay, I'll go back to New York, do my regular thing, and this movie will come out and that'll be the end of it. So it was kind of like in September that I got a call saying, "Hey, we're going to send you to, 22 cities in 20 days. And I'm like, "Well, why?" Well, because we're getting a lot of positive feedback about the film, and I think we're going to go with this, and we're going to reveal who the voices are. So I went out on tour, and at that point, I think, is when I started to dawn on me that this is probably going to be more than just a one-time job and disappear kind of a thing, but still had no idea that it would be for this length of time, and definitely had no idea that Ariel would become, a classic princess by any means. So just every step of the way, has been a wonderful surprise.
When you actually originally recorded it, were you kind of in a bubble and not really interacting with a lot of people? Did you do interactions with other people in the booth?
No, because we had Howard, of course, and I had just done a Broadway show with him, and most of the cast was from the New York Broadway theater scene. We did a read-through, like you do on or a Broadway musical. We all sat in a big circle, and Ron and Howard Alan and Howard were at the piano. Ron and John were doing the Dog and Pony Show with the sketches, and we all sat in a big circle and we read our parts, and they sang all the songs, and then Ron and John would interject with what's happening in the action. And then we kicked right into the studio, and we all recorded in groups of twos and threes with plexiglass, so we all recorded together. And then from day two on, once we had done that read-through and everybody got to hear what everybody was kind of doing with their characters, then we started recording by ourselves. And then you had all that great, input already, whereas now we don't do any of that. I mean, a lot of times I don't even meet the cast until the premiere. You know, you walk up and you go, hi, you know, my name's Jody, and we played, you know, opposite each other. We just met each other. So it's kind of weird. It would be really amazing if you could, but of course now there's a huge world of celebrities, so everybody's by themselves, I guess, now. But back then, we were together, and it really helped, I think.
Do you keep in touch with many of the people involved? I mean, obviously the people when you're doing work with Disney, but you outside of that?
You know, we all see each other when we connect for all of these kind of special events, definitely. As far as in between the events, I am not, you know, super, super close friends with everybody in the cast, but I wasn't close with them before, you know what I mean? So it's not like we walked in as really super close friends, but absolutely, when we all cross paths again, it's great. You know, it's like a great reunion.
With Disney owning Marvel and Star Wars, are we going to get a giant Ariel helping the Avengers fight Jedi and the Sith?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? That'd be fun.
I have a fun question for you that comes from my personal life. I have a 5-year-old son. And
okay.
I told him today, I said, I'm going to be interviewing the Little Mermaid. And he goes,
oh, cool.
I hate mermaids and I hate princesses.
Aw, that's okay.
What do you tell the stubborn 5-year-old boy who doesn't want to watch the girly stuff?
Oh, that's okay. You know what? It's all right. He's a little boy. He's 5 years old. He doesn't have to like princess stuff. It's okay. But, you know, maybe what he would enjoy in it is Flotsam and Jetsam, and he'd enjoy Ursula, and he'd enjoy, like, the battle scene. So you can just say, hey, we're going to fast forward through the girly stuff, and we'll get to the nitty-gritty, action-packed part of the film. Just close your eyes for the other part.
Do you ever not get the songs out of your head?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, they're in my head probably when I'm working and when I'm in the midst of singing the song. But then I'm doing something else the next day and some other great music is on the radio, and I can kind of definitely clear my head.
What can we expect to see, not just for the on the Blu-ray release? Do you have anything special mm-hmm. coming out on the Blu-ray, but also for sort of the whole second screen limited release in theaters?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Well, we got a bunch of fun stuff on our bonus features for this Diamond Edition, of course. We got all the great technology with the high def and high res and 3D and all that fun stuff. So all the technology is going to be super fun and fun bonus features. My kids and I got to shoot a bonus feature together down at Walt Disney World. That was really fun getting to work with them for their first experience, and they are introducing New Fantasyland. So it kind of gives everybody a sneak peek on New Fantasyland down at Disney for those that haven't seen it yet and what's up and coming with our new roller coaster and everything. So just a bunch of really, really great bonus features on this, and that's going to be great. And Second Screen Live is going to be really fun. Shot that a few weeks ago, and get to have a great time getting in there with your iPad and following all the fun directions. It's going to be really neat. I'm excited about that.
Do your kids realize how lucky they are to kind of have this whole inside track on Disney?
I think they do. You know, they realize how blessed they are, how grateful we are, the amazing experiences that we've had and are having right now, and coming to Los Angeles, going down to Disney, coming to New York, because we homeschool, so they travel with us. And they do. You know, they really know that this is a gift, and God's given us an amazing, incredible opportunity. And so they are just enjoying every moment of it, you know, savoring it. They know these are once-in-a-lifetime experiences.
Second to this, obviously, what's your favorite Disney movie?
You know, I'm kind of a big fan of Cinderella. I grew up with that film. I grew up with that princess. So that's probably the one that's closest to me, just because of, you know, your childhood memories.
Can you talk about the legacy of the movie going forward and what you and your thoughts on it as an institution at Disney?
You know, my hope is that this, with each of the re-releases, that we can, as a studio, introduce the next generation to the thought of what that felt like the first time that we saw it. And I think that's what we're trying to accomplish here with parents showing it to their children, grandparents showing it to their grandchildren, and try to have that kind of cross-generational thing going on, where I think that, you know, Walt's vision of family entertainment, gathering around the TV set on Sunday night, you know, for the wonderful world of Disney, that's what our family did. And I think that's the same kind of feeling that we would like to create here with, getting to share this. And then if there's another re-release in another 7 to 10 years with the next generation that comes out, you know, that'd be incredible. And that would be the legacy, I think, is to carry on what Walt's vision was with feature animation, which was the heart of the studio for him, is to just create really great family entertainment.
Thank you so much, Jody.
You're welcome, Kevin. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate your support, and you have a blessed day.
You too.